The European Union and Turkey have agreed measures to stem the flow of migrants and refugees into Europe following a day of negotiations in Brussels. Chris Morris reports from the city.
The European Union is offering Turkey a substantial deal, an initial €3 billion in extra financial aid to help Turkey cope with hosting more than 2 million Syrian refugees, the prospect of more progress in its long-stalled negotiations for EU membership, and the carrot that in less than a year's time, Turkish citizens could travel to European countries that are in the Schengen area without visas. But all of this is conditional on Turkey fulfilling its side of the bargain, stemming the huge flow of migrants from Turkey to the Greek islands and cracking down on the people smugglers.
Negotiations aimed at reaching a new global deal on climate change have formally opened in Paris before world leaders addressed the UN summit on Monday. President Obama has said he is optimistic, but a leaked US document appears to rule out Washington signing up to any legally binding agreements. The BBC correspondent says the Americans have also provoked anger by insisting that richer nations should no longer accept more responsibility than poorer countries for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Countries such as India strongly object, accusing the Americans of trying to dodge their obligations. Pope Francis has urged the warring factions in the Central African Republic to put down their weapons and, in his words, arm themselves with love and mercy. It's his first visit to an active conflict zone. Large crowds lined the road from the airport to welcome him, as our religious affairs correspondent Caroline Wyatt reports.
They could hardly believe that he was really here. This was a visit that many said Pope Francis shouldn't make, to a place where conflict has taken many lives. The warm welcome for the Pope was watched over from the skies, with UN troops on the ground, just some of the 12,000 peacekeepers here. For people in the Central African Republic, the Pope's presence meant much. A sign the outside world has not forgotten them.
Israel has suspended diplomatic contacts with European Union representatives involved in peace efforts between Israel and the Palestinians. The move came 2 weeks after the EU approved new guidelines for products from Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Sebastian Usher reports.
Israel had tried to stop the EU approving the new guidelines for several years. Throughout, Israeli officials said it was discrimination to single out Israel and Jewish settlements for this treatment. They were especially concerned that the move would encourage a growing movement to boycott Israel on a much wider scale. The EU said this was absolutely not its aim. But when the guidelines were approved earlier this month, it was clear the Israeli government would take measures to show its anger. Now, Ms. Netanyahu has confirmed that the EU will be frozen out of diplomacy between Israel and the Palestinians, while its role is reassessed.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Some news just in. President Obama, who's arrived in Paris for the UN climate summit, has visited the Bataclan concert venue to pay his respects to the 90 people who were killed there by Islamist gunmen more than 2 weeks ago. The Brazilian state of Pernambuco has declared a state of emergency to help speed up the official response to Zika fever, a mosquito-borne virus from Africa which has been linked to a spike in birth defects across the country. The virus causes inflammation in fetal brains and can stunt the growth of the baby's head. Authorities say the link between Zika and birth defects hasn't been seen anywhere else in the world. The World Health Organization is due in Brazil this week. Polls have closed in Burkina Faso, where voters have been choosing their first new president in decades. The election was called following the overthrow of President Blaise Compaoré last year. It was delayed because of a coup attempt. The rugby player Jonah Lomu is being remembered at a national memorial service in New Zealand today. The former All Black, widely regarded as one of the best players of all time, died earlier this month at the age of 40. Biologists in Colombia say drought has forced two hippopotamuses into a town in search of food. The animals are descendants of a group imported in the 1980s by the notorious drug baron Pablo Escobar for his private zoo near the town of Puerto Triunfo. Candice Piet reports.
For months, the hippos have been seen grazing with cattle in local fields and wandering through the back lanes of Puerto Triunfo. Local children have been observed playing dare games with them, but have been warned to steer clear. The team of biologists decided to dart the animals to sedate them so they could be moved, but they were forced to wait while specialist darting guns for big game were imported. Over the years, the population of hippos on the ranch has increased to around 30. A number of them have broken out to travel hundreds of kilometres along rivers in search of new territory.
Candice Piet reporting, and that's the BBC News.